Hello, and welcome to this audio version of the Eastleigh Borough News. This is the issue for Spring 2025, and is presented to you by readers Sharon, Tony and Rochelle, and sound engineer Susie. Eastleigh Borough News is your source of news and information on services and support from Eastleigh Borough Council. The Council is focused on improving the quality of life of everyone living and working in the borough, both now and in the future. Protecting our environment. Maintaining and creating an attractive and sustainable environment that is valued and which can allow residents, visitors and nature to flourish. Enabling a healthier Eastleigh. We want all residents and visitors to the borough to live long, healthy and happy lives, and so we are focused on improving health and well-being and reducing socio-economic and health inequality. Shaping places. Creating and enhancing places where residents and businesses can thrive. It is about ensuring that our neighbourhoods, buildings and spaces work well for everyone and that our places are attractive, vibrant, distinctive and safe. Creating homes and communities. To help support a buoyant housing market, we are delivering high quality homes of all tenures to provide opportunities for people looking for affordable rent or a new home to meet the diverse needs of residents. We are also co-creating communities alongside housing development by delivering infrastructure, employment, leisure and open spaces.
Spring has arrived. Spring has arrived, bringing with it bluebell season and some new arrivals to Itchen Valley. Hen-stinged alpacas have moved to Itchen Valley Country Park and is now offering alpaca walking experiences, enabling to enjoy a peaceful, family-friendly escape into nature. They provide hands-on alpaca trekking adventures, allowing you to get up close with their friendly alpacas, as well as part of a leisurely, guided walk through the park's beautiful trails, woodlands and open fields. Along the way, you'll have the chance to observe other wildlife within the park. Research shows that spending time in nature reduces stress and boosts well-being. Walking with alpacas enhances this experience, providing a unique way to connect with both the animals and the great outdoors. The park's native bluebells are usually at their best in the second half of April, so why not visit the park and enjoy a spring walk in the beautiful bluebell wood? After your walk, why not relax and indulge yourself with a hot drink and a tasty treat at the Woodland Cafe? From the 4th of April until the 1st of June, Itchen Valley is also to be home to a whole host of willow creatures in partnership with AJP Creative. Step into a magical willow woodland adventure together with uncovering clues and completing tasks as part of their new family trail. Be aware of the mischievous boggarts who are watching your every move. To find out more about events at Itchen Valley Country Park, visit itchenvalley.co.uk/whatson.
Your community. Bub Lane to Hedge End Railway Station foot and cycle path. Work is now underway to upgrade the footpath connecting Bub Lane to Hedge End Railway Station into a 3-metre-wide shared use foot and cycle path. The improvements include new lighting columns to enhance safety and convenience. As part of the project, minor tree felling and pruning are taking place along the route, with minimal excavation required. For added safety, a 1.4 metre fence is being installed near the pond, along with enhanced railings over the culvert for channelling water. Eastleigh Borough Council has awarded the contract to Mildren, a Dorset-based contractor with over 30 years of experience. The work is carefully planned to minimise disruption and is expected to take around 8 to 10 weeks to complete. Hiring the Hide at Itchen Valley. Available Monday to Sunday, 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The Hyde is a bright and airy space set in the beautiful Itchen Valley Country Park with panoramic views connecting you with nature. The versatile main room holds 40 people and can be used for birthday parties, conferences, classes and workshops. The Hyde has access to Wi-Fi and is equipped with 6 movable tables and 40 chairs for your use, and a small kitchenette is available to hire alongside the main space, or catering can be arranged by contacting the country park. To find out more, visit the website itchenvalley.co.uk/hiring-the-hyde. Itchen Valley Country Park, Allington Lane, West End, S0303HQ.
Eastbrook Homes, 1 Horton Heath Link Road to open. The new 1.2-mile 1 Horton Heath Link Road now connects Burnett's Lane South to Allington Lane North. It also features shared footways, cycle routes and future bus connections, along with additional trees as part of the ecology-inspired infrastructure-first approach. The new link road includes 3 bridges over watercourses, Tolbrook, Foxwood and Cobley, complete with mammal tunnels and bee bricks, over 10 kilometres of cycleways and footpaths, 700 trees planted along the link road and within the surrounding area. During construction, 16,500 cubic metres of earth was excavated and reused on site, significantly reducing lorry trips on local roads and minimising the environmental footprint. The road also incorporates sustainable drainage systems, SUDS, using ponds and natural methods to manage rainfall, control surface water and reduce flooding risks, benefiting both the environment and the local community. Waits starting construction on the Lower Acre site. Waits Group has been chosen to deliver the first phase of 381 homes on the Lower Acre site, part of the first phase of 1 Horton Heath. With over 125 years of experience, Waits is one of the UK's leading family-owned development, building and property maintenance companies. Their dedication to sustainability, trust and progress makes them an ideal choice, and with their purpose, reimagining places for people to thrive, this aligns perfectly with our infrastructure-first approach. We are committed to creating a dynamic community where people can live, work and play. The Lower Acre will provide public open space, hard and soft landscape works, internal roads, footway, cycleways, associated parking spaces, a substation, sustainable drainage systems, SUDS, and affordable housing. Waits are already working on plans for recruitment, training opportunities, and social value pieces designed to involve the local community and those who need a helping hand. Council leader, Councillor Keith House, said, "We are delighted to partner with such a well-respected company for this important project. Waits brings a strong track record in sustainable development, and their commitment to quality and community aligns perfectly with our vision for 1 Horton Heath. It's exciting to see work progressing, and we look forward to welcoming families into their new homes soon. For more information, go to onehortonheath.co.uk/news-index.
Protecting our environment. Fly tipping at textile banks. Textiles can be recycled at local recycling banks across the borough. Many recycling banks are at supermarkets or other places you visit regularly, so it's easy to recycle. However, if you notice a textile recycling bank is full and needs emptying, please do not leave items on the ground surrounding the banks, as this will be classed as fly tipping. If the banks are full, please take your items to another site. You can also call the telephone number on the bank to request it to be emptied. So visit recyclenow.com/recyclinglocator to find your nearest local recycling banks. Garden waste recycling is blooming. In 2023-4, our garden waste customers recycled a whopping 7,340 tonnes of garden waste. This was a massive 13% increase on the previous year that saw 6,489 tonnes recycled in 2022-3. All the green garden waste collected is taken to one of the two composting sites in the county. It's composted for 20 weeks and turned so it breaks down evenly. The finishing product is called ProGrowth, a high-quality soil conditioner that's available to buy at every recycling centre. So our garden waste scheme is a great way to turn your garden waste to the soil. Join our garden waste scheme. Don't waste time and fuel booking a trip to Burp Tip. Join over 24,000 other borough residents and sign up in the new year. It starts on the 1st of April. Whether you have a small amount of garden waste, lots of grass cuttings, shrub prunings and weeds, the collection will save you time and make it easier for you to help the environment. Sign up to our 2025-26 Garden Waste Service in the new year and get free collections until the scheme starts on the 1st of April. The benefits include saves you time and is more convenient. No more mess or creepy crawlies in your vehicle. Collected fortnightly from your curbside. No more booking or queuing at your local tip. And wheelie bin is easy to manoeuvre around your garden. So sign up at eastleigh.gov.uk/garden waste.
Let's get it sorted. What can I put in my green recycling bin? Only plastic bottles, tins and cans, empty aerosols, cardboard, but no takeaway pizza boxes, paper. Use your brown bin for all your food waste. Your brown food waste bin is collected every week alongside your green or black bin. We provide small kitchen caddies for you to gather food waste each day. You can then transfer this food waste to your larger brown bin ready for collection. Please wrap your food in newspaper or use a compostable liner, as all food waste must be wrapped. Why recycle your food waste? Your food waste is recycled into energy to power our homes. Recycling just one tea bag per day for a month creates enough energy to make another 5 cups. For more info, visit eastleigh.gov.uk/food waste. What can I put in my food caddy? Fruit and vegetables, tea bags and coffee grounds, bread and pastries, dairy, meat and bones, eggshells.
Help raise funds for charity while decluttering your home. Clear out unwanted clothes, shoes and household items. Keep items out of landfill and give them a second life. Book your free doorstep collection today and make it count this spring. By booking free doorstep collections, you've not only decluttered your homes, but you're also helping to raise vital funds for charities. In just over 5 months, residents have booked more than 800 collections, resulting in over 21 tonnes of donated items like clothing, small electricals, books and household goods. These collections have made a big difference by supporting local charities, reducing waste that would otherwise end up in landfill, and created more space in your homes. So this spring, why not take a few moments to go through your belongings, gather the items you no longer need, and book a free doorstep collection. Food Waste Recycling Week 2025. The Council is supporting the UK's biggest annual food waste reduction campaign that will run from the 17th to the 23rd of March 2025. We want to encourage residents to think about buying loose fruit and vegetables to reduce food waste, to recycle any food waste. WRAP RAP research has shown that fresh fruit and vegetables make up the largest proportion of UK household food waste, mainly because it hasn't been used in time. In the borough, you can recycle your food waste each week. Thousands of borough residents recycle their food each week, and in 2024, the council collected over 2,215 tonnes of food waste from households across the borough. The food waste is then put through an anaerobic digestion process to produce energy. The 2,215 tonnes of food waste generate 664,500 kilowatts of electricity that equates to 7.3 million kettles, each boiling 1 litre of water.
Extensive tree planting continues. The council is continuing with its extensive programme of tree planting across the borough as part of its commitment to tackling climate change. This winter's planting season has included the creation of community orchards at Olympic Way, Bishopstoke, Kestrel Park at Burselden, and at Shakespeare Junior School in Boyett Wood. Pocket woodlands have been planted at Hiltingbury Road north of the lakes, Berrywood Meadows, Hedge End, and Kestrel Park, Burselden. Other planting has taken place at the extension to Netley Cemetery, Burselden Skate Park, and Carthage Close Chandler's Ford. Trees have also been planted in woodland at Hatch Farm West End and at Albrook River Garden. All the trees and hedging planted are a mix of native species such as elm, oak, hornbeam, hawthorn, hazel, holly, birch, rowan, bird cherry, crab apples, apple and pear trees. The benefits of tree planting are many, as it not only improves the biodiversity of the borough, but also helps to create a sense of place and pride in the community, improves health, well-being, and tackles flooding and groundwater issues. The funding for the tree planting is provided by the UK Shared Prosperity Fund, UKSPF, and a sponsorship with Hampshire Forest Partnership. The work is managed by the council's tree team with support from Plant Eastleigh volunteers. A new woodland in Eastleigh opens to the public. Local people can now enjoy a walk in Homewood at Chestnut Avenue in Eastleigh, thanks to a partnership between the Council and Forestry England. A specially created trail allows visitors to enjoy a journey through the woodland. The Chestnut Trail, named after the type of trees planted there, is a 1 mile path for walking and running and can be accessed from Stoneham Park or Chestnut Avenue in Eastleigh. Its level surface also makes it accessible for all, such as pushchairs and mobility vehicles. A boardwalk section across a wetter area of the woods ensures the trail will be accessible all year round. Local councillor Paul Bicknell said, "We are delighted to have worked in partnership with Forestry England to open up Homewood for local people to enjoy. The mile-long trail will be accessible for everyone all year round and allows local people to enjoy a walk in this woodland, which is part of the ancient forest of Bere. The trail provides an ideal route to encourage people to be active, improve their well-being and spend time in nature."
Enabling a healthier Eastleigh. Start the year right with Cycle Together Eastleigh. Looking for a way to feel healthier, get fitter, and do your bit for the environment? Cycling could be just what you need. Cycle Together Eastleigh is here to help you build confidence on your bike, improve your fitness, and develop your cycling skills. Whether you're new to cycling or just want a refresher, Ray, a qualified cycle and mountain bike coach, can guide you every step of the way. Join a free session and enjoy the benefits of cycling, from avoiding traffic to feeling great. To find out more and book your spot, email cycletogether@eastleigh.gov.uk. Passport to Leisure. Concessionary scheme at Places Leisure, Eastleigh. For people who are unemployed, on a low income, over 60, and full-time students, army forces, or have physical, or learning, or sensory impairments. Website eastleigh.gov.uk/passport to leisure. Free parks tennis. Volunteers needed. Play your part in helping people in your community play tennis for free at your local park. We are currently looking for volunteers to help at the free park tennis sessions that will take place on Saturday mornings at the Hub, Bishopstoke, and Burswellden Recreation Ground tennis courts. You don't need to be a coach or even have had that much experience playing tennis. Anyone can become a Barclays Free Park Tennis Activator. You will get everything you need to succeed. Find out more at website lta.org.uk/roles-and-venues/volunteers/free-park-tennis. Eastleigh Active Easter Programme. Get moving this Easter with Eastleigh Active. The Eastleigh Active programme of sports and activity sessions continues this Easter for a third year to provide children and young people across the borough with different activity experiences this April. Eastleigh Borough Council's programme will run Tuesday to Thursday on both weeks of the Easter holidays, Tuesday the 8th to Thursday the 17th of April, for 5 to 16 year olds. It sees the return of popular activities such as golf, tennis and CrossFit. Find out more at website eastleigh.gov.uk/eastleighactive.
What's on? Theatre and music highlights. Wild Park Entertainment, Murder She Didn't Write, on the 22nd of March at 7:30 p.m. at the Berry Theatre. Mugen Kayo Taiko Drummers in Time, 4th of April, 7:30 p.m. at the Berry Theatre. Comedy highlights. D. Allum, Work in Progress, 21st of March, 8 p.m. at the Point. John Crace, Taking the Lead, 28th of March, 7:30 p.m. the Berry Theatre. Ed Patrick, Catch Your Breath, 4th of April, 7:30 p.m. at the Point. And Zoe Lyons, Werewolf, 12th of April at 7:30 p.m, the Berry Theatre.
And dance highlights. Map Dance, presented by the University of Chichester, 21st of March, 7:30, at the Point. Family highlights. Absolutely Brittany, 21st of March, 7:30, the Berry Theatre. Princess Live, 7th of April, 1 p.m. and 4 p.m, the Berry Theatre. Exciting Science, 9th of April, 2 p.m, the Berry Theatre. The Point Youth Theatre, Tink and Neverland Fairy Tale, 10th of April, 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. at the Point. Flibbergibbet Theatre and House, The Farmer and the Clown, 1st of April, 11:30, the Point. Anna Harriet and Iona Johnson, Stories in the Dust, 26th of April, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. at the Point.
Take Flight Festival. Theatre, music, dance, art, crafts, magic. April 2025. Imaginations prepare. It's time to take flight. Catering for the very youngest to the almost grown up, Take Flight Festival will take you on a playful journey where all the family can join in the fun. Enjoy inspiring theatre, dance, magic, music performances and creative have-a-go activities. Website thepointeastleigh.co.uk/take-flight. Booking info. Booking tickets couldn't be easier. Our current box office hours are 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. from Monday to Saturday, or head to our website and book online. Box office phone 02380652333. Websites thepointeastleigh.co.uk or theberrytheatre.co.uk. Addresses: The Point, Lee Road, Eastleigh, Hampshire, SO509DE. The Berry Theatre, Wildern Lane, Hedge End, Southampton, Hampshire, S030 4EJ. Facebook and or X, formerly Twitter, The Bury Theatre or The Point Eastleigh /Point Eastleigh.
ABBA by Moonlight. You can dance, you can jive, having the time of your life at Itchen Valley. ABBA by Moonlight's faithful recreation of ABBA's signature harmonies and iconic looks makes for one electrifying live performance. Expect to hear all the greatest hits, including Dancing Queen, Mamma Mia, Waterloo and many more. Decked out in full disco costume, ABBA by Moonlight combines stunning vocals, talented live museums and a uniquely beautiful outdoor setting to make one unforgettable concert. Come along with family and friends, picnic in picturesque surroundings before grabbing your dancing shoes and get ready to party the night away at Itchen Valley Country Park. Friday the 8th of August 2025 at 7:30 p.m, doors open 6:30 p.m. Adults £25, children £15. Family ticket for two adults and two children is £70. Early bird tickets on sale until the 1st of May. You can book online at itchenvalley.co.uk/what's-on.
And spring events at the country parks. Walk and talk. Free guided walks to spend time in nature in a safe and friendly environment. Book online. Lakeside Country Park, Tuesdays 1st and the 22nd of April, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Itchen Valley Country Park, Thursdays the 3rd and the 24th of April, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Burselden, Wednesday the 2nd of April at 10:30 a.m. Hound, Wednesday the 9th of April at 10:30 a.m. and Hamble, Wednesday the 30th of April at 10:30 a.m. A lino print workshop led by Joe Morley on Friday the 28th of March, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Joe will demonstrate and guide everyone through the complete process, learning the principles, cutting and printing in different ways in colour. Everyone will take away a series of unique and beautiful prints. Enchanting Willow Creatures Trail, Friday the 4th of April to Sunday the 1st of June. Explore Itchen Valley Country Park and see what fun you can discover this Easter. Easter Craft Wreath Workshop, Tuesday the 8th of April at 10:30, 11:30 and 1:30. Decorate a cardboard wreath with Easter-themed materials. The Easter Bunny Workshop, Thursday the 17th of April at 10:30, 11:30 or 1:30. Create your own Easter Bunny using a wooden disc and craft materials.
Willow Workshops, Sunday the 11th of May. Step into a world of nature-inspired creativity with willow artist Jackie from Willow and Crafts as she guides you through two different workshops. 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Dragonfly, 1:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. Cone Bird Feeder. Art in the Park, Saturday the 31st of May to Sunday the 1st of June. Join us for a weekend of creativity at Itchen Valley Country Park. Drop in art activities throughout the day for all ages. Come and explore your artistic side. Watercolour Workshop with Iris Hill. Sunday the 1st of June, 10 a.m, 11:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. Learn the basics of watercolour painting inspired by seasonal flowers. Iris Hill, Plant Life Artist of 2023, will guide you through this fun and relaxing workshop. Itchen Valley Green Fest, Sunday the 15th of June. Come and join us for a family day out to celebrate Green Walk with displays, makers market, music and more.
Shaping Places. Together we make Eastleigh. Shaping the future of Eastleigh. We're thrilled to share the latest updates on Together We Make Eastleigh, an exciting project aiming to shape the future of Eastleigh Town Centre. The public survey carried out in October 2024 gathered feedback from over 2,400 residents and visitors. We appreciate your input. Hemingway Design have now analysed the responses and identified themes and key priorities for the town. These insights, combined with input from community workshops, will inform a placemaking trial planned for later this year. We are working closely with Eastleigh BID to support local businesses in the town centre. Hemingway Design will be supporting businesses to interpret and use the data gathered to help them grow and develop their business offer within the town. This initiative aims to strengthen local businesses and equip them with the tools they need to thrive. With the continued guidance of Hemingway Design and funding from the UK Shared Prosperity Fund, UKSPF, we're laying the groundwork for the next phase of transformation. For the full survey results and the latest project updates, visit eastleigh.gov.uk/council/shared-prosperity-fund. New walking routes at Stoke Park Farm. Stoke Park's new SANG, Suitable Alternative Natural Green Space, comprises an area of farmland of approximately 20 hectares in size, which is part of the former Stoke Park Farm, Bishopstoke. The proposed field was formerly used for cattle grazing on rotation and now predominantly consists of grassland with a wooded tree belt. The scheme includes the creation of a series of paths which incorporate a main circular walking route, hedgerows, trees, complementary features including seating and picnic areas at key locations, along with signage and dog bins. A range of ecological enhancements are also proposed, including log piles, hibernaculum, bird and bat boxes. The scheme was considered at the Joint Area Committee in July 2024 and formally received planning permission in January 25. Works are due to start on site in the spring.
Book an MOT with your council. Do you need a reliable, comprehensive and completely independent Driver and Vehicle Standards Agency, DVSA, approved MOT service? Our team of professional mechanics based at our Hedge End depot carry out MOT testing services on cars, light vans, class 4, 5 or large panel vans between 3,000 kilograms and 3,500 kilograms, class 7. We don't offer a repair service. If your vehicle fails, we will only advise you on what work is needed to get it through a subsequent test. We offer a free retest if a vehicle's brought back within 10 days. To book, visit eastleigh.gov.uk/MOT booking.
Your community. Fleming Park Play Area Improvements. Improvement work are underway at the Fleming Park Paddling Pool and Play Area in Eastleigh. The area will benefit from £169,000 worth of improvements from the Eastleigh Local Area Committee, paid for by contributions from developers. The project will improve the setting for the paddling pool, create new natural play areas, and soften the existing urban character of the play area. The works include creating new earth mounds, landscaping works and planting, a new starter skate track, an improved basketball court, public artist designed shading, and a new embankment slide. We aim to complete the works by May 2025, in time for the paddling pool summer opening. Be That One campaign launched. With high demand on local food banks, the Eastleigh Basics Bank, EBB, are launching a new campaign to encourage every household to donate just one item with every shop. The EBB saw over 3,000 households turn to them for support in 2024, and need has been outstripping supply. EBB Chairman Dan Brain explains, If everyone in our community regularly gave just one item, we would have a surplus to share with other charities, such as food pantries, who are an important part of the mix, helping to reduce the demand on our own emergency service. The Be That One campaign is encouraging households to make a resolution to be that one person who gives one item. As part of one community, where no one goes hungry, there is a list of items they need on their website, and they are asking us all to give a different item on the list each time. Using the EBB's existing volunteer network, the campaign hopes to reduce the competition for supermarket space and public support between local initiatives by working together as one community to support those struggling locally. Further details can be found at eastleybasicsbank.co.uk.
Creating homes and communities. Gain new skills and confidence with Job Centre Plus. Supporting residents back into work. Eastleigh Borough Council are committed to working with Job Centre Plus, JCP, based in the town centre, to support residents back into work. Working with the Employer Partnerships team, the Council have been able to offer work placements and an information session and plan to continue this throughout 2025. Tracy Lamb, Employer Advisor at JCP, said, "There have been positive reviews and outcomes from job seekers following work experience placements with Eastleigh Borough Council. Candidates with a range of abilities have been able to access the opportunity. Some who had little or no recent work history have thrived in placements, gaining new skills, experience and confidence, resulting in a more positive work-focused mindset and routine. Placements have resulted in individuals applying for and securing roles with Eastleigh Borough Council, and others have used the experience to help them to secure other roles. The work experience support provided is invaluable, resulting in individuals gaining the confidence to move forward into employment. The Job Centre Plus are always keen to hear from local businesses and employers that may be able to assist with providing work placements, work trials or attendance at job fairs. If this is something you would like to be involved in, please contact tracy.lambe, L-A-M-B-E, at dwp.gov.uk. Polish wartime refugees commemorated. A new public arts project is commemorating the use of Hiltingbury Recreation Ground as the site of a refugee camp for almost 1,000 Polish refugees during the Second World War. Over the past 6 months, artist Janetka Platon has spent time meeting with former residents of the camp, their children, and the wider Polish community to design the tribute to their experiences. Residents can comment on the planning application for Janetka's proposals.
The Spitfire Wellbeing Fund was launched to support local community health initiatives. A fund for community groups, backed with a £100,000 kickstart from Southampton Airport, has made its first awards to local community groups. Recipients include the Itchen Navigation Preservation Trust, Youth Options, Momentum in Fitness and North Stoneham Community Group. The Southampton Airport Spitfire Wellbeing Fund is aimed at community organisations, charities and other groups delivering initiatives that reduce health inequalities and improve health and wellbeing across the Hampshire area. The fund focuses on three key areas of support: physical activity, supporting community groups, charities and projects promoting physical activity; mental well-being, supporting groups, charities and projects which focus on protecting and enhancing mental health in the local community; and access to open spaces, where the fund supports groups, charities and projects which promote and deliver access to open and green spaces. The fund is a partnership between Eastleigh, Southampton, Winchester and Hampshire councils and Southampton Airport. New homes to be delivered in Netley. Work will soon be commencing at Queensview Netley to deliver 18 one-bed and two-bed residential flats and a retail unit, along with associated landscaping, vehicle and cycle parking, following full planning approval being granted in October 2024. The homes will form part of the Council's Eastbrook Homes housing portfolio and its commitment to deliver much-needed housing in the borough by utilising council-owned brownfield land in an existing residential area with existing support community infrastructure. The Council made a successful grant application to Homes England's Affordable Homes programme to be able to provide social housing. We were awarded £2.1 million that enables all 18 flats to be offered for social rent, which will help to meet the demand for affordable housing for individuals and small families in the local area. The energy-efficient apartments will achieve the energy performance standards of the Future Homes Standard 2025, demonstrating a commitment to renewable energy with the inclusion of solar panels, air source heat pumps and EV charging points. The homes will be constructed by Amari Construction and its work is set to commence this spring.
Your Council. Upcoming changes to local government. What you need to know. There are three levels of local government in Eastleigh: Hampshire County Council, Eastleigh Borough Council, and 11 parish and town councils. The government has recently announced changes to this system in Hampshire, but most of them will not happen for several years, and parish councils will be unaffected. The first change is that there will be no county council elections this year, but parish elections and the Hamble by-election on the 6th of March were due to go ahead. The second stage is the election in 2026 of a regional mayor who will cover all of Hampshire, including Southampton and Portsmouth, as well as the Isle of Wight. This is a model that has been applied in other parts of England, like Yorkshire, where the mayors have been given some powers and funds normally held by the Westminster government, rather than taking powers from councils. The final part of the government's plan is that the 14 Hampshire councils will then merge to create several unitary councils across Hampshire that are larger than the current boroughs and combine all the council responsibilities. So, instead of the current system where waste is collected by the borough council and transferred to the county council for disposal, one council will manage that whole process across an area that might include, for example, Eastleigh, Southampton and some surrounding areas. The date for this change is not yet known, but it is expected to happen by 2028. At Eastleigh Borough Council, we are involved in all these discussions. Our priority will be to ensure that services to residents continue to be unaffected. Over time, as a new council for Eastleigh takes shape and all the various services are carefully merged, the new councillors may decide to bring in other changes, but it is expected that this will not be for 5 years or more. We will keep readers updated as the process continues. Local plan drop-ins success. Thanks to everyone who attended the public drop-in sessions on the Eastleigh local plan. The drop-ins, which took place across the borough, gave residents, businesses and local organisations the chance to comment at an early stage in the local plan process as part of an 8-week formal public consultation. The Eastleigh local plan will identify where and how much development is needed in the borough over the next 20 years and will provide the basis 15 for future planning decisions. It will also include policies to protect the environment, respond to climate change, and ensure high quality design to create places that meet the needs of our communities. The Council is now carefully reviewing all the comments received and pulling together further evidence. In 2026, preferred sites for new homes, jobs and infrastructure and supporting facilities will be identified and their deliverability will be tested in more detail.
Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Local area committees, LACs, are made up of elected ward councillors. They take decisions and make representations relating to their area on a wide range of council business, including determining planning applications and environmental improvements. Public question sessions are held at the start of each meeting, and if you would like to speak, you must register before the meeting begins. Please email democraticservices@eastleigh.gov.uk, or you can register at the meeting. Each LAC has a local area manager who works with the councillors to set the strategic direction of the committee's work. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath, 6:30 p.m. on the 25th of June. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BIF OHH or contact kitty.budden, spelt BUDDEN, at eastleigh.gov.uk or ring 023 8068 8418. Bursledon, Hamble the Rice and Hound, 6 p.m. the 27th of March and the 19th of June. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BHH or contact Ross McLean, MCCLEAN, at eastleigh.gov.uk or ring 023 8068 3367. Chandler's Ford and Hiltingbury, 7 p.m. on the 11th of June. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/CF H or contact guy.riddoch, spelt RIDDOCH, at eastleigh.gov.uk or ring 023 8068 3369. Eastleigh, 7 p.m. on the 3rd of June. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/ELAC or contact guy.riddoch at eastleigh.gov.uk, ring 023 8068 3369. And finally, Hedge End, West End and Botley, 7 p.m. on the 23rd of June. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/HEWEB or contact ross.mclean at eastleigh.gov.uk or ring 023 8068 3367.
Our contact details: Eastleigh Borough Council, Eastleigh House, Upper Market Street, Eastleigh, SO509YN. Or telephone 023 8068 8000. Facebook and X, formerly Twitter, at Eastleigh BC. Our website eastleigh.gov.uk or my.eastleigh.gov.uk. Sign up to receive updates from us at website eastleigh.gov.uk/weeklynews.
That brings us to the end of this issue of Eastleigh Borough News, your newsletter from Eastleigh Borough Council. This was the issue for Spring 2025 and was presented to you by Sharon, Tony and Rachel and engineer Susie. Those of you who are listening to this on one of our memory sticks, to ensure you receive the next edition of Eastleigh Borough News, please replace the memory stick inside the mailing wallet. Turn over the address label or pop it inside the wallet and then post it back to us. There is no postal charge, thank you. This has been a joint production between Eastleigh Borough Council and the Southampton Area Talking Echo. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is goodbye.